Respect, resiliency, and responsibility to team. These are three of our core values that should drive us in everything that we do.
Let's go, fellas! Dominate on three! One, two, three! Dominate. Let's go!
2014 was a trying year for the NFL, but it is through these core values that we will remain unified and overcome all obstacles in our path.
See, I just got to get my head around that last one. I just have it.
Y'all are riding to be on five. Okay.
Just get the hands off.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we in football operations continue to strive for clarity and consistency in all areas of our game, we have developed this video about rule changes and other areas of emphasis for the 2015 season. As a former player, I know firsthand how in some instances the rules may cause you to alter your play. However, we must remember that they are designed to protect you from unnecessary risk. Don't just take it from me. Let's hear from some others with similar experience.
Football has always been a combative, physical sport, always will be.
It's a tough, physical sport. But where we can mitigate that somewhat to make certain that, they have a long and healthy career, I think is extremely important.
We're setting a standard, so our player safety rules are trickling all the way down, and that's important. We're seeing players now coming through high school into college that are coming to the NFL that understand how important player safety is. So it's made the game better.
A check down. Boom! Big hit by Phillip Thomas. That's a picture-perfect tackle.
I think it certainly has brought into light more of the sort of target zone type of hits that do not involve, obviously, the head or helmet.
There's still going to be some very physical hits, so you can lay a very physical hit with a shoulder.
Throws, ooh! And Harry Douglas is belted. Oh!
You want to protect yourself, you know what I'm saying, but you still want to go out there and make a play, too.
Throw a speedy blowout!
You can't just go out there and just throw your head in because, I mean, you can hurt yourself, and you know what I'm saying, you do want to tackle with the proper technique.
Dealing with rule changes, it's a big part of the game, much like you will with a game plan week in and week out. When your weekly preparations, you have to deal with this type of stuff. It's your ability to absorb all that and put your best effort out on the field.
I feel like you still can play at a high level. It's just, you got to play with better technique. You got to be a better football player.
During the offseason, several rules were changed and clarifications made. These changes are the result of many hours of discussion and film study. Before any rule is changed, the competition committee receives input from coaches, general managers, ownership, and you, the players, who ultimately will have to make the adjustments on the field.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Please pay close attention as we cover the changes and points of emphasis for this upcoming season.
The first change gives additional protection to the intended receiver of a pass following an interception or potential interception. A receiver who is clearly tracking the football is in a defenseless posture and will receive defenseless player protections. It will be a foul to hit this player forcibly in the head or neck area or use the crown or hairline parts of the helmet to forcibly hit him anywhere in the body. It is legal to hit the receiver, provided the contact is below the neck and not with the top parts of the helmet. Once the receiver is able to ward off impending contact, he is no longer protected under this rule. Violations will result in a 15-yard penalty that will be enforced after the change of possession. The next change extends the prohibition for an illegal peelback block to all offensive players. Prior to this change, the rule only applied to players who were in the tackle box at the snap. If the offensive player is moving toward his own end line and blocks a defender below the waist from the side, it is a foul. Beginning in 2015, the prohibition will extend to players lined up outside the tackle box at the snap. Blocks such as these are dangerous and can result in injury. When moving toward your own end line and approaching your opponent from the side, you must get your near shoulder across the front of his body to legally block him below the waist. it is still legal to cut a defender, provided the blocker is moving toward his opponent's end line. Another change designed to give defenders additional protection from low blocks is the elimination of all chop blocks involving a back. Prior to this change, on a running play, a player in the backfield could chop a defender who was engaged above the waist by another offensive player, if the contact occurred outside the normal position of the tight end. Now, anytime a back is involved in a high-low block on a defender during a run, it is a foul for an illegal chop block. Remember, any high-low block during a passing or kicking play has been and will continue to be illegal. There are two changes that will affect special teams this year. The first expands to punt plays the prohibition against pushing teammates into the offensive formation. This only applied to field goal and try attempts in the past. The second change moves the snap for an extra point to the 15-yard line. In addition, the try will remain alive, and the defense will be able to return a blocked kick, interception, or fumble for 2 points. As you can see, the rules changes revolve around protecting players from unnecessary risk. Along those same lines, the procedures for identifying potential head or neck injuries have been modified. If a player exhibits obvious signs of disorientation or is clearly unstable, and it becomes apparent that he will remain in the game, the independent ATC spotter located in the press box will notify the game officials. The game will be stopped immediately, and the player will leave the game to be evaluated by the medical staff. This process will only take place if both the game officials and the medical staff fail to recognize the potential injury. Game officials have been directed to be diligent in this area and will stop the game when a player appears to be disoriented so he can get medical attention. Here, you will see everyone working together to see to the welfare of a player who needs help. His teammates recognize the issue and signal to game officials and medical staff. The game officials stop the game, and the player gets the medical attention he needs. In this case, because everyone did what they were supposed to do, the ATC spotter was not needed. Last season, we emphasized the need to eliminate abusive, threatening, or insulting language directed at opponents, teammates, game officials, or representatives of the league. This included racial slurs, comments regarding sexual orientation, or other verbal abuse. We commend you for the efforts in this area, as fouls did decrease, but the obligation to set the standard for sportsmanship remains the same. If anything, it has become even more important. One area of major concern is the fact that 2014 was marred with fights that ranged from skirmishes to all-out brawls. Sadly, the second-to-last play of the Super Bowl ended with a melee between players on the field and some who ran in from the sidelines. The increase in fighting is unacceptable and casts a negative light on the game and everyone associated with the NFL. The league policy on fighting is clear and states the following. Don't fight, and if a fight breaks out involving other players, stay away. Any active participant in a fight will be penalized. Flagrant conduct will result in ejections, and any player that does not immediately leave the fight area will be subject to a fine. Peacemaking won't be accepted as an excuse for entering the area. The best thing to do is get yourself and your teammates out of the fight area. Another area of concern involves players pulling opponents off a pile following a loose ball. There were several situations last season in which these actions led to altercations. Pulling a player off a pile in an aggressive, forcible manner will result in a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. If you are not part of the initial pile, then the best course of action is to not take part in it. This will allow game officials to determine possession and help reduce some of the safety risks involved with the action. Lastly, the language pertaining to a catch was clarified to provide a better understanding of the rule. In order to complete a catch, a receiver must clearly become a runner. He does that by gaining control of the ball, touching both feet down, and then after the second foot is down, having the ball long enough to clearly become a runner, which is defined as the ability to ward off or protect himself from impending contact. If, before becoming a runner, a receiver falls to the ground in an attempt to make a catch, he must maintain control of the ball after contacting the ground. If he loses control of the ball after contacting the ground, and the ball touches the ground before he regains control, the pass is incomplete. Reaching the ball out before becoming a runner will not trump the requirement to hold on to the ball when you land. When you are attempting to complete a catch, you must put the ball away or protect the ball so it does not come loose.
You have worked hard for the honor and privilege to play in the National Football League. How you act both on and off the field will go a long way towards determining your legacy. The NFL enjoys tremendous success today. We are the best because we have the best game, and we must respect it to remain on top. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. We are here to assist you. Keep safe, stay professional, and have a great season.